Welcome back to the Kasman Center, where the Fort McMurray Oil Barons finish up the regular season with a 6-3 win over the White Court Wolverines. This is your Black Horse Pub postgame show. Continue the postgame wrap-up at the Black Horse Pub. We're now joined by Mob head coach Tom Kekka.
So we didn't win the Dream Home.
No, we didn't win. I was going to invite you over for a beer and everything, Tom. I had it all planned.
It was Mike and Jackie White.
Yep.
Congratulations. They were in the building, which we talked
about
yesterday,
awesome.
Which was awesome. Now, what I understand is Mike hasn't seen the house.
No, they haven't.
So, Mike, if you're listening, the dream home is 182 Lee Crescent, and I'll just slide over to the other home, and he'll never know. It's a great home. We can maybe do a switcheroo.
Fully furnished?
182 Lee Crescent will be fully furnished. I'll have every resident out of there in the next hour. But, no, I think it's great when they can be here, and we appreciate the support that we get. It's our biggest fundraiser. You know, we do a car and we do things through the year for several different charities. But we really appreciate the support we get, not only from everybody here in town, but everybody that buys tickets online, and that, it really goes a long way in helping us in our operating budget for the year. So congratulations to them, and thanks for everybody that supported the Oil Barons.
Tom, you mentioned tonight was the final home game. Obviously, you wanted to put on a show, and the boys came to play here tonight. A big 6-3 win. Didn't start off the greatest as White Court jumps out to the 2-0 lead, but you turn things around after a gritty goal from a guy like Peter Tamaris, who I thought was strong again tonight. And then nice to see, obviously, you mentioned the milestones in the pregame. Shane Fraser gets the 2 points tonight. Will Conley gets a goal, gets a couple of assists, and finishes now with 80 points on the season.
Yeah, and I think that's the largest point total since, I think it was 2009, 2010, when Brandon Graysell had 91 points. I think Ryan Bloom had 75, but Will passed that, which was great. And really, what I thought was in the first period, while we weren't necessarily bad, we weren't good, but I really did think that we had guys trying to do too much. And we had a defenseman that was looking for his first goal. He's jumping up into the rush and, gets caught on a pinch. And then we ended up giving up a shorthanded goal. And he comes to the bench and he's talking about how he hit the crossbar. And I said, well, you're worried about hitting the crossbar. I'm worried about the shorthanded goal we just took. So our guys settled down, I thought, in the first intermission and got back to the basics. Really thought that we needed to do a better job of getting guys to the paint. And full credit to Harvey, Tamaris, Whitey. I mean, they got us going. For straight shoulder, Reether was real good today. I mean, they just gave us that energy, and our guys sort of fed off that. So, I thought it was probably a solid 40 minutes as we could in the last two periods.
You mentioned that line of Schroeder, Reith, and Verstraete. They didn't play last night. They drawn to the lineup tonight. I thought they looked very good throughout the game. Did they go out there and do exactly what you wanted them to do tonight?
Yeah, I mean, there's no secret here that we're going to have some tough decisions moving forward, in the lineup that we want to ice. At the end of the day, we have to ice the lineup that's going to give us an opportunity to win. And I thought that, we told everybody before the weekend that everybody was going to get an opportunity to play. So, as I mentioned in the pregame, some guys sat because it was a maintenance, a fatigue thing. Other guys just aren't performing. So it makes the decisions even that much more difficult when your younger guys play like that, and they deserve to play. So when you look back, it's a 60-game marathon. It's not a 60-game sprint, but... what we've done right now is we've set ourselves up nicely. And I think that you can draw so many comparisons to last year's team. Last year's team, we only had 13 losses. This year, we've only got 13 losses. The difference is in the amount of overtime losses. But, we scored more goals this year. So there's a lot of similarities, to the group that we had last year. And, I congratulated our boys. It's tough. It's a 60-game grind. And, when you look at the overall dynamics of our league, it's very difficult for us to win the North Division just strictly based on the amount of travel that we have, the amount of 3-3 road trips that we play. So for our players to, 89 points this year? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know where that fits in the history of the Oil Barons, but, full credit to the players that we have in that room. But we all know that, the taste that's going to be left in our mouth for the entire summer is what happens in the playoffs. So we have to make sure that, we're prepared, and the boys have my word that we will be as prepared as we possibly can for our first round opponent, and that'll be just a matter of execution and a willingness to battle and compete and skate and do all the little things.
Tom, you make a couple of trades throughout the season, and the one was really early, and you bring in a guy, Merritt Ozitko, and he does just fit so well on that line with Will Conley and Shane Fraser. I think he knows his role really well. Will's the shooter on that line, but tonight he chips in and he scores a couple of really nice goals. But is that now maybe a trade that you can reflect and say we got exactly the player that this club needed?
Yeah, we did, and I look at it where I think there was a back check there in the I believe it was late in the first or even in the third, I can't remember, but Ozzie came all the way back and, you know, and hounded that guy and actually ended up lifting his stick. I think it was early in the third period. Mm-hmm. But those are the types of efforts we continually tell our players. There's not always going to be games when you score, but it's a matter of what else can you do in order to contribute to the overall success that the team is experiencing. And I think Ozzie has really defined himself as a player that not only can shoot and score, he can make plays, he backchecks hard, he kills penalties for us. And I really think that in the last month, you know, his game has really elevated to the next level. And I don't think there's any surprise when we look at our overall stats for the month of February and this first week in March, is that our most dominant line has been Fraser, Will, and Ozzie. So, you know, if we're going to have success in the playoffs, your best players have to be the best, and then it's a matter of the supporting cast who's willing to, you know, who's able to chip in.
And Tom, you touch on the grind that is the 60-game season and how there's a lot of travel for your team and a lot of three-game series. Now that we look forward to the playoffs, you think having that experience of going through those three-game trips is really going to pay off when you have to go through them in the playoffs as well?
Well, we're hoping it does, because that's really the madness behind the method, and that's why we want to do the 3-3. And we get to pick our road schedule, and I want to play 3-3, because now in the playoffs, when you're playing 4 and 5 nights and you have one night off and you got to travel, and other teams maybe aren't used to that. And maybe it's not, you know, as important when you're talking about the North Division, but when you start getting into the South and, you know, teams are traveling 7-8 hours, I mean, that's just a normal road trip for us. So, you know, there's a reason why we do what we do, and a little bit of it is expenses, but a lot of it is preparing our players so that we're battle ready for playoffs. It is a grind. Like, I mean, when you look at this now, you know, we're going to play Thursday, Friday here. You're on the bus Saturday, you're playing hopefully Sunday, and that's it, but maybe Monday and then back here Wednesday. You know, what we do and in our preparation for our players, you know, with on the physical aspect, is we're preparing for a 5-game series. And if we can get it done earlier, great. And then after that, when it's a 7-game series, we're preparing for a 7-game series. And the longer it goes, we feel that the more benefit is to our side.
Tom, you do know your first-round opponent now as of finals. Bonnyville, we will face you guys. As Bonnyville won, but Lloyd Minster also won tonight. So okay. Lloyd will finish 6th. You guys will take on the Bonnyville Pontiacs.
That internet, eh? That's a great thing.
I know it is. Yeah, it's okay. It's not like back in the day where you had to wait and see.
But I saw a picture today with you interviewing Connor McDavid. Was that photoshopped or was that actual?
No, that was a real thing.
Really? Yeah, that wasn't your missus, you know, doing a little funky
we're
stuff
doing some
on
computer magic?
Yeah.
No, that was a real thing. That was in 2012.
Did you ask him?
I don't remember. Okay. I was pretty nervous, even though
He was thinking, "Who the hell are you?"
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though he was 16.
They said I was talking to the Pope. They didn't say Taylor Pope.
That was a young Taylor, 22-year-old Taylor, okay, working for Rogers TV in Barrie. But Tom, you're going to see Bonnyville. What are you expecting from them? Obviously, they're a team that came into the Kasman Center and stole a game from you guys several weeks ago, and that's a hard grinding team and a tough building to play in.
No, that's exactly it. They're a tough grinding team. They've obviously gone in a specific direction. I mean, you don't have to hide that, you know, they sold off their biggest assets for a lot of youth. But, you know, that youthful enthusiasm, sometimes you talk about having the experience of going through a playoff grind, but also there's other teams that are going to tell you that, you know what, when you're young and inexperienced, you don't realize everything that's going on. So even that's sometimes a benefit. So you're going to expect a team that likes to forecheck, they like to finish checks. So they're going to play a very simple game. They're well coached. You know, their goaltender has been very good for them here in the second half. So they're going to be a team that, you know, when you look at their last, you know, couple games or whatever, you know, they've got, what, 3 or 4 wins. You know, they're hitting the playoffs, on a good note. So it's going to be one heck of a series. And, you know, we've proven time and time again this year that in order to be successful, you have to bring your A game. So, you know, we don't expect anything different from them, but we don't expect any different from our players as well. Boy, that was awkward silence. Boy, yeah. I'm caught in the middle here.
Tom, it's really easy to get caught up looking ahead to the playoffs, but maybe just give your final thoughts on what was a successful season. It's a 60-game grind, as you say, but it can go by awfully quick. So from the start to where we end now, how would you rate the expectations you had at the start of the season to where you land now?
Well, the expectations are always, I mean, not so much statistical. It's just a matter of the way we're playing and the type of style that we play. I mean, this was a special year almost from the sense that, you know, this is my third year here as the head coach, and this is the first group that I had. You know, when you're looking at the Will Connollys and the Shane Frasers, Tanner Miller, Eric Suter, so to watch them, and it was actually funny because we sat last night, Dupes and I, and we tried to go through what was our roster the very first game that we took over, and we had names that we pulled out of the woodwork that we never, you know, you think, oh, man, we had that guy and this guy. So to watch these players go through that and develop and mature both on and off the ice, and to see them transform themselves from you know, young guys with bright eyes, and now to be the seasoned veterans. I mean, that's why you coach, and couldn't be prouder with the group in there. You know, we've had some ups and downs. I think when you look at it, and as I mentioned earlier, that there's a lot of similarities between this year and last year. The one thing that was different is last year we went on a 19-game unbeaten streak, and we didn't do that this year. You know, we won six or seven. I think seven was maybe our longest winning streak, and then we lost one, but then we got right back on, you know, on the horse and had another winning streak. So it's tough, and you know, I've been told by my wife I'm not sometimes the easiest guy to get along with. So for them to persevere and for us to have the year speaks volumes of the character and the talent and the work ethic that we have in that dressing room.
Tom, I don't know why she would ever say that about you.
Yeah, neither do I.
Tom, congratulations on the win tonight and on a very successful regular season here. And best of luck in round one against the Bonneville Pontiacs.
Thanks a lot. So it's going to start Thursday. So once again, I thought today was great. Yesterday was a little quiet in the stands. Today's crowd was unreal.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
I know that it was a lot of excitement because of the Dream Home. So I'm sincerely hopeful that we can pack, you know, that first round, because it is the sixth man for us. So please come out, get your tickets at the box office, and we can get the Kasman Center rocking on Thursday night.
Awesome. See everyone Thursday night as the Barons open up round one of the playoffs against the Bonneville Pontiacs.